Testivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 12, Account Registrations.
Under FINRA rules, the following information is required when opening an account: name and address of account holder, birth date of account holder, signature of registered representative opening the account, and signature of registered principal approving the account. A reasonable attempt must also be made to obtain the following information: name and address of account holder's employer, tax identification number or social security number of account holder, any association the account holder has with a FINRA member firm, and suitability information. It should be noted that if an account is opened without a valid social security number or tax identification number, the IRS will withhold 28% of all distributions. Account registrations. Individual is the simplest and most common type of registration. There is one owner, a natural person. Accounts are commonly registered in the name of a trust and are governed by the trust documentation. Transfer on death is a designation that transfers ownership of securities to a designated beneficiary upon death of the account holder. The ownership transfers to the beneficiary without probate. Joint tenants with rights of survivorship registers an account in its entirety to two or more individuals. At the death of one tenant, the decedent's ownership interest avoids probate by passing to the surviving tenant. Tenants in common is a registration type used when two or more individuals have an unequal ownership interest in the account. At death of a tenant, the decedent's ownership interest becomes part of his or her estate, subject to probate and estate taxes. Custodial accounts, commonly referred to as UGMA, are established under the Uniform Gift to Minors Act by a parent or guardian for the benefit of a minor child. Earnings in excess of certain amounts will be taxed at the parent's marginal tax rate. Important details of an UGMA include: the gift is irrevocable and must be used for the benefit of the child. The child's social security number is on the account. The custodian is obligated to manage the account in a prudent manner. An UGMA account may not purchase derivative securities, sell short, or use margin. There can only be one child and one custodian per account. The minor will have full access to the assets in the account at age of majority, 18 in most states. Coverdale Education Savings Accounts. Anyone with adjusted gross income under certain levels, parents, grandparents, friends, even the child for whom the account has been established, can contribute to a Coverdale Education Savings Account, or ESA, for the benefit of the minor. Contribution limits to an ESA are $2,000 per year per beneficiary. Contributions are not tax deductible, but will grow tax deferred, and distributions are tax free if used for qualified higher education expenses. If a distribution is used for any other reason, it will be taxed as ordinary income and subject to a 10% penalty. Qualified higher education expenses include post-high school tuition, fees, books, supplies, and room and board for a student less than 30 years of age. 529 plans are created and administered at the state level and are sometimes called municipal fund securities. 529 plans have become increasingly popular vehicles for funding a child's education. Like education savings accounts, 529 plans are funded with after-tax dollars that grow tax-deferred and can be withdrawn tax-free to pay for certain qualified education expenses. Distributions used for any other reason will be taxed as ordinary income and subject to a 10% penalty. 529 plans are much more flexible than Coverdale education savings accounts. A 529 can be funded for a beneficiary over age 18 and there is no requirement to use the money prior to age 30. Multiple donors can contribute up to $12,000 each per year to a plan. A donor could actually contribute $60,000 in any one year, but could not make additional contributions in the next four subsequent years. The maximum total contribution to a 529 varies by state, but is typically several hundred thousand dollars. Donors to 529 plans are not subject to adjusted gross income restrictions, and the 529 definition of qualified education expenses is broadened to include transportation. Margin accounts. If an investor intends to fully pay for all securities purchased in the account, a cash account will suffice. However, if the investor's intent is to borrow from the broker-dealer and purchase securities on margin or to sell securities short, a margin account must be established. To establish a margin account, a properly executed or signed margin agreement and hypothecation agreement must be received by the broker-dealer promptly after the initial transaction. A margin agreement outlines the costs and limitations associated with borrowing money from the broker-dealer. The investor is charged margin interest for the loan and must adhere to Regulation T requirements. Under Reg T, an investor must have 50% equity or ownership in an account and may borrow up to 50% of the initial investment. This is known as the initial requirement. The investor must also maintain at least 25% equity in the account, known as the maintenance requirement. For example, an investor with $5,000 in a margin account could purchase $10,000 worth of securities on margin. In essence, the investor is borrowing $5,000 from the broker-dealer and paying margin interest on the loan. Securities held in a margin account are available for hypothecation. By signing the hypothecation agreement, the investor gives the broker-dealer authorization to use securities in the account as collateral for a loan. To the extent allowable under Regulation U, a broker-dealer will hypothecate securities in client accounts to secure bank loans. Money borrowed from the bank is used to fund margin loans extended to clients by the broker-dealer.